How we long that you may be encouraged and find out more and more how strong are the bonds of Christian love. How we long for you to grow more certain in your knowledge and more sure in your grasp of God Himself. May your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ Himself. For it is in Him and in Him alone that men find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here now is David Johnston, teaching on your selected topic to help you in your walk with Christ.
Strong, because we have a mission to fulfill in the New Testament. Stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and look at this, be strong. So this is not an option. This is something we should be doing. And last week, in fact, look at this, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So we are under commandment to be strong. And this is very possible. And we learned the purposes, the proper purposes of strength. One is to conquer adversity. If you faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So every one of us is probably going to encounter different kinds of adversity, and the Lord wants us ready to face and conquer every adversity that comes our way. And so one of the purposes of strength is to conquer adversity. And then it's to accomplish God's will. So if God, you know, where God's finger points there, God's hand provides. And so He strengthens us to do His will. We went to the detail on that. And then we had to be strong in order to be prosperous and provide for children. And notice this phrase, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave an inheritance to your children forever. Well, what's the key here of being strong? We might get to it tonight, we might not. But the commandment of the Lord is, do not give your daughters unto the sons of the heathen, and don't take their daughters unto your sons, and don't seek their peace or their wealth, and don't ever do this. Don't do it forever. No compromise. Because watch this, because if we'll follow this instruction, here it is, that you may be strong, and of course leave an inheritance to our children. Now, it's not just talking about dollars there. Certainly, it probably isn't talking about dollars. It's talking about raising up the foundation of many godly generations to come. And so that's why we are committed to no compromise. It's why we do church the way we do church. It's why we don't want to turn our children over to a school system that's heathenistic. And so we train our children in our own homes. And then we need to be strong in order to defeat Satan and demonic forces. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the armor of God. Now here's why, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so, if we're going to do damage to Satan and his kingdom, if we're going to prevent him from damaging the Lord's kingdom, from damaging our families, from damaging our marriages, from damaging our children, then we're going to have to be strong to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because he's the enemy and the one we have to deal with. And so that's why the Lord says, I want you to be strong so that you can do this. And then we need to have strength in order to get God's work done. And this is just a quick summary from last week to get us up to speed. And then we need to be strong in order to do exploits. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We have got some conquering to do. We have got exploits to do. And it's not enough that we have our own families and homes under control. We certainly start there. It begins right there. But we must have enough time, energy, and resources to carry on exploits. And we haven't got time to reiterate or rehearse numbers of exploits that we have done this year that have influenced the city of Jacksonville. And then we want strength in order to eliminate fear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So one of the purposes of strength is to conquer fear. And then to help the poor and needy. And we've covered the details on this. Just a quick summary. And then to help the weak. Strengthen the weak hands. Strengthen them. So ye that are strong ought to bear the burden. Here we are. They that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to live, not to use all our energy just to please ourselves, but to help the weak. And so we spent in detail on that. And then tonight we want to switch gears and talk about some of the great secrets of strength. So you just got 30 minutes in four or five. And now we're going to switch gears to the subject tonight at hand of the secrets of strength. Before I do that, let me take you to the internet just for a moment. This is an interesting thing that has occurred in Ireland, and it's been reported in all the major news networks. They, and you probably can't see it, I might have to put my glasses on to read it to you. They found in a bog a copy of the Book of Psalms, and it's dated between 800 AD and 1000 AD. This has happened in the last week and a half. They've already checked into it. They say it's a miracle. It's a miracle that it was found. It's a miracle that it wasn't destroyed. It's a miracle that it was still readable. And so a man with his truck, that's actually a photograph of it. And it says it's going to take months before they can open the pages. They have it in a freezer right now. And they're concerned about turning the pages without destroying the pages. The key thing I wanted you to pick up on that is that this book, this psalm, was opened to Psalm 83. And my wife has been pondering it, as I and many of us here. And it's intriguing that it should be found at this hour. So let's go to Psalm 83 and see what it says for a moment. Because this is pretty astounding and perhaps not a coincidence. Psalm 83. Keep not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. Now watch this. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. Now watch this. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. I want you to make the connection here with what's going on in Israel right now. Thine enemies have made a tumult. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are a confederate against thee. Now the scriptures tell whose descendants these are and some of the geographic locations. The tabernacle of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes. Gabel and Ammon, and these are descendants of Lot's daughters. And, of course, this is familiar with you, to you. Gebel is 20 miles north of Beirut. And Asher also is joined with them. And the psalmist says, God, since they're against your people, do unto them as unto the Midianites, which perished at Endor. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zalmunna. Watch this now. Who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Oh my God, make them like a wheel, as a stubble for the wind, as the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So, O God, persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. Now watch the last verse, so important. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. I'd like to offer Psalm 83 to you tonight and ask, wouldn't it be fitting this week during this heated battle starting full force? The Israeli government today authorized a upscale whole movement against Hezbollah. It's interesting that coming out in the news and on Al Jazeera that they, the Muslims, believe in the Battle of Armageddon, and they are predicting this is Armageddon, which will occur according to their dates August the 22nd. We can have a way. Now, this is what they're saying. And I thought that tonight, I do want to get into the secrets of strength, but, you know, I don't know about you, but I am really burdened about the condition of the world and Israel. The needless loss of life and the killing and everything that's going on with this. And perhaps it's no coincidence that this book of Psalms was found open to chapter 83. And its pages can't even be turned for months, until after months of research, because they have consulted together against the people of God. I wonder tonight if you would not just pause with me for a moment to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and of Israel. Would you do that? Oh God. Oh God. This is thine inheritance. This is thy people. And the enemy, it's not just the local Hezbollah, but it's a worldwide. And it is against the name Jehovah. Would you, O God, move on behalf of this people? Would you help us keep your perspective on things and not be shaken by what is occurring? We call upon you, O God. And in your mercy, for you have chosen this people to be an everlasting covenant, a name, Israel. So we pray for peace in Jerusalem. And we pray that the name of Jehovah will be known as a name yourself who is high of all earth. In thy name, the name of Jesus, we pray this. Would you say amen? Amen. Amen. Well, I thought you'd find a little bit of that interesting, and let's go back now to some of the secrets of strength. Now, I don't know how far we're going to get tonight, but we're going to give it a good shot. You had teaching notes last week and the week before, and tonight it's blank sheets. So make sure you keep it in your notebook in sequence, the secrets of strength. And the first thing I want us to learn tonight about the secrets of strength, I want to tell you the main secret for strength. Now, there are a lot of secrets. And in the next Wednesday, we'll continue. I don't know how far we'll get tonight. And the secrets of Scripture has principles that are to guide, direct, and provide our strength. But there is one that is above all, and it is Jesus. He is the great secret of strength. I want you to take a look at this verse, and then we'll take a look at a few more. For when we were yet without strength, in due season, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. The death of Jesus on the cross somehow affects us 20 centuries later, and it affects us in such a way as to give us what we didn't have. When we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died. The greatest source, pardon me, of strength that you and I have is a result of the death of Jesus. That is why the cross is always a symbol. Symbol of Christianity is not a feather or a rose, it's a cross. It's a constant reminder, it's an empty cross. It's a constant reminder of the greatest event in human history. And somehow, mysteriously and mystically, but in very tangible ways, for 20 centuries now, what occurred on that cross has the power to infuse the followers of Jesus ever since. This is magnificent, my friends. It is the key to your strength. Let me look at a couple of other scriptures with you. This, by the way, we're in chapter 5 of Romans, critical chapter of the Bible. Your whole theological base is found in the 5th chapter. Now, if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. In other words, it was the death of Jesus that made possible the resurrection. You follow that? We're without strength, He died, and this is what, and now watch this, The death of Jesus reconciles us to God, but watch here now, but much more than the result that happened to us by his death, we are salvaged, we are saved by his life. And not only so, but we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom now we have received the atonement. Now, I have a glove up here tonight, a mitten, an oven mitten, and I'm going to use this glove and this microphone as an illustration here for a moment. And I'm going to tell this glove, the glove, I want you to pick up that microphone and move it. Come on, glove, pick up the microphone and move it. And now you all know that isn't going to happen. But that is a lot like us. We are dead in our trespasses and in our sin. We're in big trouble. Watch this now. So how is this glove, which represents us, ever going to move this microphone? And the answer is really simple. I'm going to put my life inside the glove. And now the glove is transformed. And it can do a whole lot of things now because I inserted my life into the glove. You follow? Now watch this. We were dead in our trespasses, in our sins. We were without strength. Until life got inserted inside us. The life of Jesus, my brothers. The life of Jesus, my sisters. Oh, the life. And that is the big secret of strength. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why, in fact, let's look at a couple more scriptures here. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And so, I was lost and empty and disillusioned and heartbroken and scared and nervous and powerless and energyless. I knew the laws of God, and oh, I wanted to keep the law, but I didn't have the ability. Until life came on the inside. Jesus. Jesus is the key to our strength. Look at Paul. Look at this in the scripture. Paul says, I know how to abound. I know how to be abased. I can handle it when things go wrong or when I'm abased or when they abound. And even if I'm hungry or whether I have fullness, whether I abound or whether I suffer need, none of that matters. My circumstances have no influence on me because I can do whatever needs to be done through Christ, which strengthens me. I love theology. Doctrine is very necessary. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, give heed to your doctrine, because by this you'll both save yourself and those that hear you. But this doctrine must somehow connect us personally with Jesus. That's why you can have great hope about the future, because anything that's coming towards you, anything that's coming against you, is almost incidental because the power that is in you is greater than that which is in the world. So Jesus is the secret to power. He is the secret to strength. And where we get without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. Then, of course, understand that scripture we just went to. If while we were enemies, and I have to tell you this because it's one of the favorite truths I know in the Bible. Jesus, the verse before this, let me quote the verse before this. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And if while we were enemies, we were reconciled together by his death, how much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Here's the magnificent truth. This is the magnificent truth. Jesus died for his enemies. He says, for good men, some would even dare to die. But he didn't die for his friends. He died for his enemies. See, I understand dying for your buddies that are in the ditch with you and the enemy is shooting at you and a grenade lands and you suffer, you throw yourself on the grenade and keep your buddies from dying. I understand that a little bit. Jesus wasn't dying for the guy in the trenches with him. He was dying for the guys on the other side of the field that were shooting at him. He died for his enemies. And the most terrifying thing about that is I discovered that I was one on the other side of the field doing the shooting. While I was an enemy, Christ died for me. He reconciled. He made it possible to get connected with God. But that wasn't good enough. Much more than being reconciled by his death, we are salvaged, we are saved, we are indwelt. By his life, it comes into us. And so, the great secret to strength is Jesus. Oh, let me talk about it for a moment. I'm an old man now. Been in my years. I've seen a lot of altar calls. I've been around altars. I was raised around altars. My father was a preacher. My grandparents before him, and I was raised around altars. And I can't tell you how many hundreds of people I have seen, probably thousands, transformed at an altar. I have seen a drunkard come down the aisle and go out absolutely alcohol-free for the rest of his life. What happens? I spent a couple of weeks with Nikki Cruz, the leader of the Mama Gang in New York City, and one of the first converts of David Wilkerson in the streets. And Nikki's still running an outreach center in California, and Sonny Argonzoni. I'll never forget Sonny's testimony. These are guys who bound and burdened by drugs and perversions of every sort. They came to this Jesus, and in a moment of time, Jesus did what no psychiatrist could do in months. No psychologist could manipulate the scene. I remember Nikki Cruz was interviewed after he was converted by a psychologist. And so the psychologist is trying to test him to see if this was really real. And he says, Nikki, you and I are here, and in comes, let's suppose that in the back door comes a lion. What would you do? He'd say, I'd shoot him. The psychologist said, well, where would you get the gun? He said, well, where would you get the lion? Same place. Jesus, that's why they call him Savior, Redeemer, Lord, Master, Ruler. Because in a moment of time, a person weak, without strength, bound by devils and demons, in a moment of time, changed. Because when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. The life of Jesus is the great secret. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now look at this. For in him, Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now look at this. And you are complete in him. You are complete in him who is the head over all principality and power. Oh, the peace of God, which passes understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Now look at this word. Through Christ. Peace through Christ. What does it take to have peace in tumultuous times? I say to you that the secret of strength, the secret of peace, is this connection with Jesus. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Whoa, the secret of strength here is that all your past sins cannot affect your present. If your sins are remitted, now, we've got experts here who know more about remission than I, but when a disease is in remission, it's no longer functional doing its damage that it once did. It's remitted. It's in remission. And this Jesus has the power not only to salvage, come in and let us conquer sin, but he cancels the ability of past sin to contaminate the present and damage your future. I love this thing I told you a couple weeks ago. A sentence just came to me in the clear blue sky. Redemption is retroactive. It goes back and deals with every sin you've ever sinned, cancels it, and puts you in a condition of remission where what happened before can't affect you anymore. That's what we mean by the doctrine of remission. And so, oh, what strength is ours? What strength is yours? Because that which would have weakened you, all our past wrongs, they don't weaken us anymore. They are abs. I tell you what, Jesus is the only one that knows how to properly deal with sin and get it out. You can go to the Old Testament, ask the prophet, and he'll say it's buried out there in the sea. You might go to another Old Testament prophet, and he'll say it's as far as the east is from the west. But oh, when you get to the New Testament, you ask John, where are your sins? They can't be found anymore because the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, takes it away. It doesn't exist anymore. Oh, beloved, never forget this sentence. Never forget this sentence. Never doubt that the God who can speak something out of nothing, which is what he did with the universe, never doubt that the God who can speak something out of nothing can speak nothing out of something. And that's what he does with our sin. Oh, blessed, blessed Savior. So no wonder we can have strength now. Well, oh my. What shall separate us from the love of God? Here's a list here. Got some tough things happening to you? Or are you distressed? Or are you being persecuted? Hungry, peril, doesn't matter. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Now, this is the important phrase, through him. Because the great secret of strength is Jesus. Wow. Verse after verse. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strength to be victorious comes from Jesus. That's why with all of your studies, with all of your concerns about life and Christianity, and the most important thing is you stay connected with Jesus, because he's the secret of your strength. Oh, call upon him and he will answer. Because you see, without him, I'm just like the glove. But with his life in us, there is nothing we cannot do. There's nothing that can separate us from him. There's no tribulation, no height, no depth, no creature can separate us from the love of God. Oh my, we could spend so much time on this. The blessing of Abraham comes on us through Jesus Christ, the great secret of strength. I'm trying to cut short. Through his death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. There are two errors you can make about the devil. One, ascribe to the devil more power than he really has. Or, ascribe to Satan less power than he really has. Those are the two mistakes people make about the devil. Underestimate or overestimate. He thinks that in the main, we overestimate the devil. Not that he isn't tricky, but it's not that we overestimate him, it's we underestimate Jesus in our lives. There's not a devil that you cannot conquer. There's not a demon that he can't put under your feet. Not a sin that can't be forgiven, because the secret of strength is Jesus. Don't be afraid of devils. The disciples went out, they came back rejoicing that the devils were subject unto them. And Jesus said, don't rejoice that the devils are subject unto you. That's okay, but rejoice rather that your names are written down in heaven. So, how is it possible? It's Jesus is the great secret. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and forever. Oh, that sets you distinctly apart, because his death has significance. Second thing we need to learn about strength, and I'm probably just going to quit with this one, is that strength that we have is to be controlled by love. Now, strength isn't ours just to do anything we want to with at any time. Scripture says, be strong. And let all your things that you're going to have done with your strength, let them be done with charity. So, strength now is not ever out of control, first of all, because it comes from Jesus. But when he makes you strong, he wants our strength superintended by, monitored by, controlled by this great characteristic of God, which is love. The love that's defined for us in the 15 phrases of Corinthians 13. Talking about the love that is able to suffer long and be kind back to the one who is the cause of the suffering. We're talking about agape love. So, when you become strong, we must be very careful we don't misuse strength. Or ultimately, we'll lose our strength, but that's still to come up. But what I want you to capture tonight is basically the first two points of this, is that Jesus is the secret to our strength. It's by his power. It's his presence. It's Christ in you the hope of glory that enables us to do. And the strength must always be guided by genuine love. Let everything you do that is to be done with charity. We must deal that way with everybody. You know that scripture? First Peter chapter 4 is kind of critical right now. The end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober, watch unto prayer, but above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. The end's at hand. Here are the three instructions of the Spirit of God in view of the fact that these are end times. Be sober. Doesn't mean be sour. Be serious. Be sober. Watch unto prayer. Make sure you're praying. Because through prayer, we get orders from headquarters. Prayer is conversing with God. Prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. Prayer, it's more important that I hear from God than He hears from me. And I think it's wonderful that He invites us to come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in time of need. And he says, just tell it to me like you want to, but after I've told Him what I think of everything, what's really important is I sit still and listen to Him and His speaking voice. More than guided missiles, we need guided men. This guidance must come from God. And so, be sober. Watch unto prayer. Make sure you're praying. You know when it says watch unto your prayers, I think it kind of means make sure you fulfill what God told you to do when you were praying. Watch unto your prayers that you do what He told you to do. Of course, we know that He'll never tell you to do something contrary to the principles of His Word. The end is at hand. Be sober. Watch unto prayer. But above everything else, have fervent love among yourselves. I think probably it's far too easy for what's going on around us to affect us, to get us off of love, to get us reacting to the circumstances instead of living by this power of Jesus, which is the power of love. So above everything else, have fervent love among yourselves. And I love this. For love shall cover a multitude of sins. Does that mean love covers up snow jobs of sin? No. Get in an airplane in Jacksonville, you get out in Atlanta, you cover, I don't know how many miles it is, 300 miles? You cover 300 miles. You get over 300 miles. Love has the power to get over all the sins that have been sinned against, a multitude of sins have been sinned against us, to reach the person on the other side. Because the one who deserves love the least is the one that needs it the most. And so, beloved, we live this way. Through the power of Jesus and our strength. Our strength is guided by love. The end's at hand. Be sober. Watch under prayer. But above everything else, have fervent love among yourself. Because love will get over the multitude of sins to reach people on the other side. Let us make sure tonight that we are genuinely, sincerely connected to Jesus. And that as He makes us strong, that we use our strength imparted to us by His death and resurrection, His reconciliation, His atonement, His canceling of past sins, putting us in a condition of remission, that we use this strength under the guidance of love, and let it never be said among us that we did something unloving towards one another.
We trust this teaching has been a blessing to you. For further information on other teaching and series topics, please visit our website at nothingbutthetruth.us or call us toll-free at 1-888-THE-TRUTH. That's 1-888-438-7884.